My name is Emily McCormick, and this changed my life. What's this, you ask? Good question. You'll find the answer as you listen in. My friends and I dive into everything from faith to fashion, culture to coffee, purpose to parenting, leadership to love, and so much more. So settle in and let's learn and laugh together. Hi, friends. I hope you're having a great week. Well, next week is my 40th total episode, which is crazy. It's going to be a fun one, so do not miss it. But today I want to talk about lies. And this is like, oh my gosh, this is life-changing, like truly will change your life and has changed mine. And man, I've been having conversations. So why am I talking about this? It's because I've been having conversations with friends, people that I've just recently met that have become friends. I'm hearing about it, noticing it in my own life, noticing it in my kids' lives. And it's the idea of lies. And the reason it's titled, You Have Been Lied To and So Have I, is because it's easy sometimes to recognize it in other people, but sometimes we can't recognize it in ourselves. So I'm going to start by reading a few scriptures, and then I'm going to do a quick just kind of walkthrough of recognizing the lies that we believe. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, Jesus, came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Not sort of, not miserably, but abundantly. John 8:44 says, "He was a murderer, this is the enemy, from the beginning and has nothing to do with truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Ephesians 6:11, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." Friends, I just want you to know, I could read verse after verse after verse after verse about the enemy being a deceiver, a liar, a murderer, wanting to destroy you, kill you, blind you, lie to you. So if you are a Christ follower, if you believe Jesus, and you are not aware that there is a very real enemy trying to kill and destroy your mind, your heart, your life, you are deceived. I just want to say it very bluntly. There is a very, very real enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. And if you are someone who's like, "Meh, I don't really know if I believe the Bible," I think that just by me processing a little bit of this with you, you might recognize, wait a minute, I've absolutely thought those things and it came out of nowhere, that thought or that insecurity. Why did I have that? And it might awaken your mind and your heart to say, "Huh, I don't know that it's just me out of the blue thinking that. Is there an enemy who actually wants me to hate myself? Is there an enemy who actually wants me to harm myself or, God forbid, kill myself?" Whatever, however dark that goes, I want you to know that those thoughts are never from the God of the universe who created you, made you, and has good plans for you. You just need to hear that. So before... So in conversations that I've had with people, someone saying to me, someone that I think I look at, I'm like, man, they are joyful, pleasant to be around, fun, intelligent, encouraging, life-giving. And one of their deepest struggles is, "I am unlovable." Where do those thoughts come from, friend? And again, from the outside, it's so easy to be like, that is such a lie. And maybe it was planted young from a parent or a person in school. It could start so young. And some of you might start realizing this thing got planted in my head. And I'm not the person that says like there's a devil under every rock and everything you think is the devil and every bad thing. I mean, I'm not one of those people. But again, you just read the scriptures and you know there is a very real enemy of your soul, your heart, mind, body, and soul, who does not want you knowing who you are and to whom you belong. So how much more, how better than using something someone said? Maybe it was something that just somebody said to you when you were young, but the enemy can use it and twist it and repeat it over and over and over and reaffirm it and try to skew it and make you not believe those things about yourself that are actually true. But friends, I just want to tell you, when you start recognizing that maybe it is, I'm unlovable, I'm worthless. Have you ever thought those things? I will always fail. I shouldn't do blank because I'm afraid. I'm too much. I take up too much space, like figuratively speaking. I'm a screw up. I always screw up. Or I have a secret I can never tell anyone. I'll be rejected. I'll be judged. I am so ashamed and I am full of shame. Shame on me. I can never be forgiven. I'm not worth it. I'm not even worth loving. I'm not even worth forgiving. I'm not even worth being in a room. And those things lead to such darkness, friends, when we believe it. And I have so been there. I feel like the last 3 years have been just fighting lies that I believed. I'm too much. I have felt that many times. I don't want to use my voice because people think it's all about me. I've shared that before on here. I didn't want to start a podcast because I was afraid, because I was believing, who wants to listen to what I have to say? Everyone else does it better. People are going to think that I'm trying to make it about me. People are going to think that whatever it is, these lies that I believed and prevented me from speaking, from sharing. Even this past week, I got to share a little bit of my story and my heart with an amazing group of girls. And it was an active fight to not be thinking the lies of, they don't care what you have to say. Who are you to share your story? You think it's about, you think you're extra holy or special. And I'm like, no, that is not what I believe. And I had to fight. But again, as the scripture said, put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. So friends, whoever you are listening, what are the lies that you are believing? Like I said in the title, you've been lied to and so have I. This is not a you maybe have been lied to. This scripture says the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But God says, I have come so you, I wish I could say every single one of your names, may have life and life abundantly. Now hear me, abundantly may not mean a bunch of money in your bank account or 3 houses all over the globe or vacations right and left. No, but can I just tell you, that stuff runs dry. That stuff does not satisfy. The abundantly is peace in your heart, mind, body, and soul. Knowledge of even in the highs and the lows, because they will come, that you can have peace and confidence that your life is founded on the rock, not on some place that is shaky. Because you guys, we all know life is hard, no matter if you know who you belong to and no matter if you're shaky. But when you know that there's a God who is with you, who will never forsake you. When you know his character, that he is always good, that he forgives no matter what, that there's no secret that is too big that you should be ashamed of. That even in the darkest days of anxiety and fear, he can bring peace amidst the storm. That you're never alone. If you can know those truths, you can withstand the storm. And that, my friends, is life abundantly. And I want to live that way. I want to recognize the lies. Even tonight, talking with my son, when he's talking about fears, when he's talking about insecurities, when he's being overwhelmed and he's listing the things he's overwhelmed with, being able to say with confidence, buddy, I know those fears. And can I talk to you about what God says in that? Not, don't be afraid, buddy. That's stupid. No, no, no. It's like, that's a real fear, bud. Can I tell you who Jesus is even in that fear? Can I tell you where the lie is, buddy, what you're hearing? And even able to say to him, hey, buddy, where did that thought come from? Where do you think that thought came from? And you have authority in Jesus to say, no, that's not true. God, help me see the truth. And that's where just the armor of God and the helmet of salvation and the shield of faith. I just love scripture. It's so good. It really does equip us. But also, can I encourage you, say it out loud. Do not do this in isolation. It's only through sometimes voicing and verbalizing something
to someone that I trust, that also honestly knows the word of God, that can speak truth into me, that then it can be combated and I can hear what someone else sees, and then they can use the word of God and they can use the Spirit of God to encourage my heart, mind, body, and soul. So please use your community, use people that you trust to say it out loud, to pray through that and say, God, I want to believe the truth about me, not the lies. And you guys, I really think it can change everything. I believe that like with every fiber of my being because I've experienced it when we stop believing the lies and we know the truth. So I hope you are encouraged. Please go back and read those scriptures, journal, talk to someone. And no matter what, friends, you're not alone. We all have these fights. Do not believe the lie you are alone. We've all got our struggles, but we can fight and combat the lies of the enemy with the truth of the gospel, the truest thing about you. You are loved, you are seen, you are known, and God has good things in store for you.